Again. We definitely live in one grand organic creation. Nobody's their own boat. Nobody lives in a vacuum. All are connected. That connection brings a sense of strength, of fortitude, of well-being, of courage, of love. Great things stem from that connection. So then how do we stay connected? How do we do that? Part of it is understanding what things keep us from being connected. Addressing those. And then we'll find that the connection's much easier. There's a word in yoga known as sanskar. It's not just the word in yoga, it's a Sanskrit term that refers to reactions in the mind that have yet to be expressed. There are at least three different types of sanskar. Inborn. That means how we come into this world. Every mind is different. And those things that shape our mind, that make us unique, that give us our proclivities and tendencies, that sanskar, inborn. Then there's imposed sanskar, values, fears that get projected on us by the community or surroundings that we're living within. Such as if someone tells you a ghost story and you become scared of ghosts when you're a kid, and it's an imposed sanskar. If you weren't told about the ghost, the mind would be fine. And then there's acquired sanskar. We do an action, we hurt somebody, we don't hurt somebody, and then we have the reaction that's in queue, waiting up. For this meditation and for finding connection, we're going to leave aside inborn sanskar, and we're going to leave aside acquired sanskar. And we're just going to look at this point about imposed sanskar. And if the vocabulary of the word is foreign or a little weird sounding, just think of it as being aware about our environment or creating an environment as much as you're able in your own micro space. That enhances the subtler qualities of mind. That enhances connection. In the age of materialism, imposed sanskar is very strong and pushing people externally. Chasing. And that wears our connection thin. We become almost threadbare connection to our inner selves. So we have to really be careful to set up spaces, places, mechanisms that we're not always pulled in disparate ways. Success in materialism or progress is based on achievements externally. in the yogic method that those things are well and good, but those things are not true success. Those things are temporary. And that real progress is coming inside, because that's more permanent. So they're opposite from one another. We have to find that striking balance point that enhances connection and allows us to live a proper life in society. To counteract the prevailing winds of the day, we have to build more and more internal endeavor. To seek out and find within. There are so many ways to do this. We have to be creative. We have to open up the pathways. As many colors as we see without, as many as allurements we see without, there's more inside. There's more to be had and more to be gotten. But like any room, you have to open the door to find it out. Slowing down the breath opens the door. Cultivating the desire that, yes, this is something innate that I need to do for me, for my connection, for my greater world and universe. And encouraging that desire. Giving it value. And that's walking into the door, walking into the room once the door is open. And then experiencing allows us to go deeper. This type of imposed sanskara is absent in our greater society. All different other ones are there, but not this one. Not in a dominant or active manner. So we really have to cultivate this. This is the one missing puzzle piece. Try and make the mind just a perfect reflection of what you deem your inner consciousness to be, that subterranean flow of consciousness, of awareness, that has vibration. And make the mind just in perfect symmetry and perfect harmony with that. What does that feel like? And how are you going to get there? As you think, so you become. Just thinking about that pure, clean, gentle flow is very good, just allowing the mind to come to that place. And if you think more quiet, more still, the mind will follow suit. All it needs is a little bit of an active direction from our side. And the mind will behave and follow along. There's one stage in our breathing pattern known as Shunya Kumbhak. This is a stance where many yogis have achieved realization. First we inhale, that's our Purakh. We hold on to the breath for a little while, that's Kumbhak. We exhale, that's Rechak. And then once all that air is out and the mind is just pointed to that great abode, we keep the air out. And that's known as Shunya Kumbhak. Let's do a few rounds. Inhale, retain the breath. Exhale. And all air out. And when that all airs out, let the mind just spread across into that subterranean flow of consciousness, that very sweet sense of ease and familiarity. And when it's gone out, and just find a nice, calm, tranquil space, then begin the process again. Inhale, Purakh. Retain the breath, Kumbhak. When you like, exhale, just spreading out in all directions into that great universal homeland. And just enjoying that sweet space, Shunya Kumbhak. And just take a few rounds. Let it become orchestral. Very rhythmic in its approach. Where that fourth step, that Shunya Kumbhak, is really where you find your inner sanctity, your sense of belonging, that sense of self and connection. It should be very practical, changing the whole vibration and psychic and physical composition of your whole experience. In a word, it should be transformational. So keep on in that practice. When you're ready, you'll inhale. Kumbhak, retain. It'll all start to slow down. Rechak, expand out. All the air out, Shunya Kumbhak, just become one with that infinite peace that permeates this whole cosmos. The cycle goes on, it goes deeper, it's not the same thing happening over, rather you're recreating, renewing, reinviting something grand each and every moment. It's always ever new, ever unfolding. And when you touch down in that stasis of Shunya Kumbhak, you get that connection with the whole organic cosmos around you. Breathe on and on, experience on and on, make it new, grand, joyous, celebrating your inner wealth. And let that practice continue, renewing, recreating, and finding a sense of peace and connection. Namaskar.